Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we are back live, the Tom and Tim Show.
We never go away.
We never go away.
We never go away. And we are thinking about Mary Jung and as a sex worker. Was she a sex worker? No.
Mary,
that's the real estate industry.
That's the real estate industry.
Those are the real fucking pimps.
Yes.
Oh, my real estate. God. I don't know if people know what we're talking about.
Well, what we're talking about is Mary Jung put out a hit piece in the Chronicle,
in the Examiner,
a piece saying that, gee, all of the reform slate candidates for DCCC want to legalize or decriminalize sex work, and that means there's going to be sex trafficking everywhere, and it's going to be terrible
Willie
for San Francisco.
Willie Horton.
Yeah, it's another Willie Horton. Oh, we're all in favor of sex trafficking because many of the candidates on the reform slate told the Harvey Milk Club that they are in favor of decriminalizing sex workers. Well, wait, here's the fun part. Most of the candidates on Mary Jung's slate also said they're in favor of decriminalizing sex work.
Yeah, we're not talking brilliance here.
And by the way, what's wrong with decriminalizing sex work?
Hello, that's the whole fucking premise. So, I mean, it's really, it has gotten nasty. I told a lot of the candidates who are newer to this to expect stuff like this, but it is still upsetting. And, you know, a lot of them are women who are extremely intelligent and been involved in social justice for a long time. And you know they're really pissed off, and there's going to be some pushback from them too as well. You know, the DCCC keeps proving why it needs reform. So you have the chair doing this smear. By the way, none of the women on her slate, alleged feminist, are calling her out.
No, nobody's calling her out for this. And
so
and
that means they agree. Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. and then she's saying, she's calling this the Peskin machine and the Peskin state. And Aaron Peskin's DCCC wanted to decriminalize sex work. Well, guess what? Aaron Peskin voted against that.
I know.
The
facts.
The facts.
Who cares? Peskin just won an election. I mean, it seems to me that his reputation is not impugned yet. So why?
No, it doesn't seem that way.
Nobody has a machine.
And by the way, Amnesty International and a lot of World Health organizations are supporting decriminalizing sex work. So where is Mary Jung? Is she trying to say that that's the issue she wants to run on?
You know, they did the million-dollar consultant who wrote this fucking thing for her.
Yeah.
You know, did a push poll or a focus group, and what are the things you hate the most? Oh, sex work. You know,
yeah, exactly.
So they figured that that's what's going to resonate. The other thing they did the other day, Tom Shea was watered down. That's Tom. Hello, Tom. Is watered down this sensible Airbnb resolution, you know, whether to support it or not, from David Compass, which, by the way, got out of committee.
It got out of committee
unanimously.
Today. It's going to pass through the Board of Supervisors. The only question is, will it get 8 votes? Because the mayor might very well veto this since he's so friendly to Airbnb.
Well, there's a part of me that says, okay, baby,
bring it on.
Bring it on. Veto it because it polls very well. Speaking of Lee, I guess there's this effort to recall him. And, of course, there's some drama around that, too, because some technicality that he's only been in office a certain amount. It has to be 6 months. It just puts fuel on the fire. I mean, if this recall is going to happen, no matter how you feel about it, you know, let it happen without appearing that it's being undermined. It only makes the mayor look worse.
Yeah. It's really hard to do a recall, too. I mean, the odds that this thing is going to get on the ballot, it's very, very difficult. Not saying that they, you know, aren't going to work at it, but
it's... Yeah, talk to Gray Davis.
it is hard, though. And
I understand.
And there's a downside to it, too. Remember what happened with Dianne Feinstein? You and I were both here.
Yeah.
There was a move to recall her, and she ended up raising like millions of dollars to fight the recall, and won with 70% of the vote, and went on to the United States Senate. So you know, there's danger to this.
Now she's doing those adult coloring books, you know, in Washington.
Yeah.
speaking of that, in Washington, Kamala Harris, I think, is finally coming under. I don't think it's going to change the outcome. You know, some scrutiny about how she always is. She was in Sacramento the same way, you know, the kind of la la la, you know, I'm a princess or I'm royalty and I don't want to deal with marijuana. I don't want to deal with immigration. I don't want to deal with sex crimes. And, you know, because of the tragedy with the young African-American woman who was shot out in Bayview, you know, their advocates are now, and Dachi is one of them, demanding that she, you know, put this on the fast track. You know, but anything that might soil her white glove, she's always reluctant to do that. However, it is out there. So it's, I want people to be informed when they vote for her,
exactly.
Whatever they do.
Yeah. You know.
Oh,
yep.
There she is.
There
see,
she
every
is.
Time,
see, every
he,
time yeah.
I talk bad about somebody, they deserve it. And then the whole sit lie issue has re-entered. You know, the Chronicle goes on and on. Oh, yeah, we should talk about the Chronicle and their homeless crusade. You know, so now it's back because Harvey Rose did a analysis of the money spent on homeless and in enforcing these things, and I don't know, it's like $6 million, $7 million, which, you know, as Jennifer Friedenbach pointed out, could go to so many
housing units,
rehabilitative thing. Yeah, housing first. That's the new. So you know, we're still going to do the dance around that, and then apparently because Jane Kim has a sensible evaluation of that, now there's a smear piece against her.
There's a smear piece attacking Jane Kim out there saying Jane Kim wants homeless people to camp on your doorstep.
Yeah,
you know,
Willie Horton, hello. And then you know, then you know, it's supposed to make Wiener look a little better. And you know, I have to question, you know, why people, there are some who feel that they're in the progressive camp, are endorsing Wiener. It troubles me. Mark Leno definitely, and also he is not endorsing Kimberly or Hillary or Sandra or Dean Preston, who he was very close to.
And David Chu is also endorsing Wiener.
And speaking of David Chu, he abstained on the Airbnb resolution vote.
At the Democratic
Party.
Right,
and he's the one responsible for it. But anyway, you know, it is hard when you're in office, you know, who you're going to endorse. I know that you know people for a long time, et cetera, and so forth. But this is bigger than Wiener and Kim. This is the trajectory that's going to be taken for 12 years in Sacramento. And I don't think any of us, myself included, should be Teflon about who we enable.
Right. And it's also going to be the direction of San Francisco politics. I mean, it's, you know, this is a race that has significance beyond the personalities of the two candidates.
Yeah.
Because it depends. I mean, if Scott Wiener is elected, then he will be promoting and raising money for and endorsing the next generation of Scott Wieners.
We have another interesting, speaking of why are they there and how did they get there? Gavin Newsom, you know, has this gun resolution on the ballot, I guess.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, we know that that is controversial in its own right, but it's also attract attention to his governor's campaign. And so the NRA got some transgender people to trash.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. It's called Gays Need Guns. You know, they came to Sacramento, too. They wanted to, the Republicans wanted to have an increased concealed weapon thing, which, you know, I helped kill in public safety. And, you know, they brought in a couple of transgender people to argue for it because it made them safer. And, you know, and I said, look, you know, I get it, you know, but there's different viewpoints on this. And, you know, we may have a kinship because of many, many things, LGBT, et cetera. But I'm not with you. And I would just rather hit people with my purse, you know. But, so anyway, nobody escapes this shit.
No, and the you know, as we both know, the statistics show that guns don't make you safer, they make you less safe.
Yeah, yeah. But I do remember a guy from the old days when we first had the gay parade, and he wanted to march in it, gays need guns, and of course he could.
Yeah.
And his name was Richard Gayer. And I don't know whatever happened to Richard, G-A-Y-E-R, and he got a license plate that said that.
Wow.
So he was really brave in many ways. I just disagree with him on this. Well, it is a crucial issue. Speaking of crucial issues, I know you were on a panel or co-sponsored an event, Killing Them Safely.
Killing Them Safely. This was a great movie. It's actually on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, go on Netflix and look up Killing Them Safely. It's a movie about tasers, and it's really good because it has all this great footage of interviews with the executives at Taser talking about how great they are and how great their product is, and then it goes on to all of the people who have died from being hit with tasers and why, in fact, a lot of police officers who he interviewed say, you know, this company came in and told us this product was totally safe and would never hurt anybody. And then we end up seeing people dying. And you
it's
know.
It's a brand name, too,
yeah.
right? And it's a stun gun.
It's a stun gun and their brand name, yeah.
Yeah, Mr.
They're the only ones. They're the only ones who make it.
The Taser fam. Mr. and Mrs. Taser.
Yeah.
They live in Lafayette.
They actually apparently named
barbecue.
It. Apparently they named it after Tom Swift's electronic rifle.
Oh, that is sacrilegious.
So, yes, so that is the Taser name.
What's the name of their dog? Neutron?
I don't know what their dog
their
is.
Their kids?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, blow dart.
But basically what this movie kind of compared them to the tobacco industry and the pharmaceutical industry and saying, you know, they're putting out products they know aren't safe, and then they're telling people they're safe.
I think the police commission vote was shameful. I think that John Crew from the ACLU was right on. You know, it looks like the POA is...
We're talking now about the body cameras.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. I switched.
But that's okay, because Taser makes the body cameras, too.
Yeah, that's right. It's like Beatrice Foods.
Yeah, they make everything.
They probably make everything. Condoms. Oh, my God. And I thought that vote was, you know, a scam.
Well, it
doesn't really do anything.
No, but what it says is, it says we'll only do something if the POA, if the Police Officers Association, agrees.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind respect for them, but I deference and genuflecting and bullying and being intimidated, that bothers me a lot. So I'm hoping that the board might go after this.
Yeah.
I've heard rumblings. And the Blue Angels, unfortunately, you know, someone was killed, as is always predicted.
Yep.
And I think Mr. Avalos now is looking at
trying to
bring back that issue. I think we need to put it on the ballot.
We need to talk about it, because I'll tell you something.
It's a Feinstein leftover.
People, you know, there are crashes of the Blue Angels. And if it happens out in the desert on a training run, that's terrible and tragic for the pilot. But imagine if that happened on Bernal Hill.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we did have something, you know, oh, well, they think the POA's compromise was worthy. Well, you know, we came up with a compromise. We said, all right, they can fly, but only over the bay.
Right.
And we could not get the votes for that either. So, you know, it's interesting how people, what passes for a compromise and what passes for a sellout and what passes for obfuscation. You like that word?
Obfuscation.
It's funny.
On that note, thank you for listening to the Tom and Tim Show, and we will be back next week.